Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. It is time. It's time for truth. It's time for this great awakening. This is Carol Ann Parisi. It's Tuesday, and it's only one girl, but I still have two names. I'm Carol Ann, and I want to welcome you to Awaken to Empowerment, TGTN, 2 cents on Tuesday. Yeah, putting my 2 cents in on Tuesday. It's time. You know, we are at a tipping point, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we are. We're at a tipping point in America. We are endowed by our Creator, where all men and women are created equal with certain unalienable rights, and amongst these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And you know what? We're losing our rights. So we've got some crazy stuff going on, and I'm going to share lots of stuff. Now, here I'm hearing something here from Brandon Howes, that the coronavirus has been a huge psychological warfare program carried out on the American people. Now, we've done a lot of social engineering in this country, and there's something here called the Tavistock Method, and that is it's actually applied to help you create a perception. It's actually a method of brainwashing and social engineering. So, you know, it's unfreezing or dismantling existing mindset, like, you know, traditional family values, freedom and liberty, America is a good country. So, and this is from foundation.com. I'm sharing this from Brandon Howes. And it says, as you know, there's a massive worldview war going on in America. What most Americans don't know is that the most powerful weapon in this war is brainwashing. Brainwashing is about power and control. Brainwashing relies upon lies, deception, manipulation, bullying, shaming, and the destruction of individualism, the promotion of group consensus, an attack on people of convictions and courage, and the creation of chaos to induce fear and then surrender. Talk about that one more time. I will repeat that last sentence one more time. Bullying, shaming, the destruction of individualism, the promotion of group consensus, an attack on people of convictions and courage, and the creation of chaos to induce fear and then surrender. Today, the lies of brainwashing hide under many well-known masking terms, such as social justice, the common good, white privilege, racism, multiculturalism, climate change, interfaith dialogue, political correctness, feminism, tolerance, globalism, deconstructionism, anti-authoritarianism, the peace movement, environmental justice, the right to die, universal health care, sustainable development, global values, situational ethics, children's rights, family planning, reparations, gender equality, group consensus, community standards, livable wage, and democracy. Democracy? Really? You know, we need to take a look at some of these things. I mean, we've got some crazy things going on, and it's all one big globalist Barack Obama agenda. Yeah, I said it. Absolutely. It is one global agenda. I've got a call coming in. I'm going to let it kind of just play itself out. But we're going to talk about some great things today on Awaken to Empowerment Radio, because you want to buckle up and buckle in. You want to be aware, and you really, truly don't want to miss a thing here on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. You know, some of the scariest things that they're talking about is, it's all about these great little things that you call names that aren't and names that should be. It's this caca that they're doing. I actually sent something off yesterday. I got a little distracted here. I'm very sorry because I had a call coming in. And, yeah, I'm on Blog Talk Radio, and, yay, it's wonderful, except when people call you at an inconvenient time. So we talked about some of those, you know, names here, the brainwashing. But some of those terms up there that we just discussed are just a few of the masking terms that hide the agenda of socialism, cultural Marxism, and the endgame goal of globalism. So there's a docu-movie that Brandon House is working on, and he will expose this, refute the brainwashing propaganda by the power centers and their change agents and the useful idiots within education, media, religion, and government. See, the success of decades of brainwashing can clearly be seen through the destructive nature of the values, beliefs, and actions of many Americans. From calls to defunding the police, to the murder of police, to the assault on American conservatives, to the arrest of business owners, the lockdown on American churches or synagogues, from the calls for ending America's free market system to the burning and looting of American business and the murder of Americans defending those businesses, to the murder of American Jews worshiping their synagogues, to the murder of children outside the womb that is now legal in 19 states. Okay, that's like babies being born and then just like murdering them. Okay, back in the day, like in the biblical days, I think they called that Baal worship. But these are just a few examples of how America has spiraled to the brink of society's collapse because of the lawlessness, violence from the enemies and foreign and domestic. However, the tactics, philosophies, and values of America's enemies would be rendered virtually impotent at tearing the fabric of our society if their worldview had not found a prepared condition and fertile soil in the minds of Americans due to brainwashing. Can you say public school system? Sadly, it's not just the useful idiots in the streets with their violence toward business owners, property, Secret Service agents, and police officers who have revealed they have been successfully brainwashed. Shockingly, and perhaps to our ultimate collapse as a free society, police officers, FBI agents, military officers, and soldiers have also been brainwashed to become the useful idiots of the communist and globalist agenda by taking a knee before the anti-American revolutionaries. Remember, this is from Brandon House, and it's Conservative News Watch, and I am reading this article. This is fabulous. So this information is great. You are listening to Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is Tuesday. This is two girls putting our two cents in. It's just me, Carol Ann. It's okay. Marilyn's busy. So anyway, those within law enforcement and the U.S. military who have engaged in such asinine behavior have effectively broken their sworn oath to defend America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Their foolish belief that they could find some kind of common ground dialogue or even gain credibility or respect from the communist street thugs by taking a knee reveals that they've been brainwashed to one degree or another. A free society, a free people, a constitutional republic, the public officials sworn to uphold the rule of law, can in no way find common ground with socialist, communist, Marxist, anarchist, or globalist. Such moronic thinking not only empowers the anti-American revolutionaries, but guarantees that the weakness of such fools who have taken the knee will almost certainly find themselves once again on their knees. The next time, however, it may be they find themselves on their knees begging before their new masters for their very life or that of loved ones or fellow Americans. You might ask, how did we reach this point? Well, the answer requires historical, factual, and sobering docu-movie that Brandon House is producing, as we are engaging in this conversation. And the question can be answered in four words. Americans have been brainwashed. When the American POWs from the Korean War came home and discovered that they'd been brainwashed, the common response was, if we'd only known. By knowing the tactics of brainwashing, by exposing the deception and manipulation, we could protect ourselves and our loved ones. Powerful weapon of brainwashing. See, many Americans have proven they have been brainwashed by believing the source of all suffering and oppression is Christianity in the free market system. See, social justice propagandist Sean King declared that the statues of Jesus should be torn down as they promote white supremacy. Even the U.S. Army found itself in the summer of 2020, having to pull a handout to troops that stated that the slogan, Make America Great Again, or the acronym MAGA, showed sympathy towards white supremacy. Mm-hmm. See, that's crazy. Our Make America Great Again. What is wrong with making America great? America is a beautiful, blended compilation of rich heritage, multicultural, and we embrace everybody's culture and religion and identity. But no, now we're making it white supremacy. Mm-hmm. So if you are a white person, which I'm not that white, I have a ton of melanin in my skin, praise God. But if you're a white person, guess what? You're a white supremacist just because your skin color is white. If you don't have as much melanin as the next guy, see, scientifically, you are a supremacist, according to the left. But see, countless Americans now believe that America's founding fathers were racist, despite the numerous founders who never owned slaves, and many who openly wrote about the need to abolish slavery. In fact, some schools now teach that America's founders were actually terrorists. See, according to these propagandists, the founders were terrorists. But if you point out the connection between terrorism and Islam, now you're practicing Islamophobia and subsequently thus you are racist. Okay? So successful has the brainwashing operation been in America that in the summer of 2020, Americans were tearing down one statue after another of American patriots who sacrificed their lives, their fortune, their sacred honor, so that America might be conceived. But see, this is not just the patriots of the past who are under siege, patriots of today. Yes, see, if you stand for the national anthem, the national anthem, or celebrate the 4th of July, and believe in the free market system, national borders, national sovereignty, then guess what? You're racist, according to the purveyors of politically correct propaganda. See, that is the very foundation of their brainwashing operation. So this is from Brandon House, and it's talking about his movie. And he says, after years and years of research and study, through his forthcoming docu-movie, he's going to reveal 12 steps that he discovered, which have been used over and over again since at least the 1930s to brainwash billions of people to this day and counting. And Brandon House says he spent 30 years researching, writing, and speaking on such topics such as outcome-based education, that was hiding on such federal education programs as America 2000, Goals 2000, No Child Left Behind, and Common Core. These programs, of course, were largely based on brainwashing techniques of psychologist Benjamin Bloom and the behavior psychologist of B.F. Skinner. So the fact of the matter is that Brandon House has been studying this topic on brainwashing since 1990. So he goes to continue to say he wondered how many times he can most effectively communicate to his audience how dangerous and deliberate are these techniques of brainwashing, and how the brainwashing techniques are being assisted by the Marxist revolution that's now occurring in America. So it's very interesting. And he talks about the communist Chinese coronavirus exploitation of 2020. See, all of this is subjected to the lies, the manipulation, deception, and part of the brainwashing operation. See, here we are a place in our culture, in our history, in our politics, and it's just crazy right now. So he says, don't get me wrong, he's not denying the reality of COVID-19, and some people became very sick and died, but it's a proven fact, the fatality rate of those who contracted the coronavirus was the average age of 78, and many of those patients had underlying conditions, so they had comorbidities. So there is a possibility, as stated by U.S. Senator Tom Cotton, that the virus could have come from a level 4 bioweapons lab in Wuhan. But so on March 1st, 2020, Brandon House began to warn his radio and television audience that the virus was going to be used as a political, social, and economic weapon greatly to transform America and the world. And they're using what they always do, fear and anxiety, to convince us Americans to give up our liberties and our freedoms and our way of life, and something that we would have never even thought of. In fact, so unthinkable that it would be, it's ridiculed, okay? Not plausible. Well, how could we Americans be so easily manipulated and controlled by contradictory facts, fake science, fake news, manipulated numbers, and tyrannical powers without good old-fashioned American uprising from coast to coast? But see, Americans and many others around the world went as lambs to the slaughter and allowed the very lifeblood of their businesses to be drained, their freedom to travel and to move about to be restricted, their ability to socialize outlawed, to be married in a traditional manner eliminated, to collectively mourn at a funeral of a loved one prohibited, and the right to congregate and worship criminalized by large fines and even arrests. See, once the tragic death of George Floyd occurred, George Floyd actually asphyxiated because of his overdose of fentanyl, but it was still tragic. The officer should have had him not in that position. He should have just got him in an ambulance. Okay, those weren't held right. But see, these politicians and these Marxist media members, they declared while you could not go to church for the social good, they encouraged thousands to join in riots, looting, burning for Marxism of social justice. See, Americans were told that going to a conservative political rally was selfish, dangerous, a public safety, and yet attending a leftist protest or a riot was declared vital to stopping the advancement of this so-called fascism of conservatives. See, we were told for that weeks that we needed to shut down our schools, our businesses, any conferences, any kind of social events, churches, synagogues. You can't even have things in your own home to flatten the curve, see, and keep hospitals from filling beyond capacity. Well, when the overflow of hospitals in the vast majority of America did not occur, Americans in many cities were told businesses must still remain closed or adhere to a 50% capacity policy that would guarantee that thousands of businesses would forever have to shut their doors. See, small businesses will have to shut their doors. See, initially Americans were told not to wear masks because they were not necessary and they did not prevent the spread of the virus. Then they were told they must wear masks and practice social distancing, or they could be fined thousands of dollars. The largest employer in America is a small business. See, your small business owner, your mom and pop businesses. But see, many small businesses were forced to close by tyrannical politicians who declared themselves medical and scientific experts. Like right here in Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, that big lardass who's got to be like 350 pounds, is telling you how to be healthy. Imagine that. But remember, some cities, these very, very essential services like abortion clinics, liquor stores, pot stores remained open. But see, the churches were closed. Yep. And prison doors, well, they were flown open for countless of criminals to return to the streets. But see, citizens that told that obtaining a firearm for personal protection was not an essential service. See, the father of Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx, said, my object in life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. Yes, see, to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. dethrone God and destroy capitalism. Well, indeed, the communist Chinese coronavirus gave the Marxist left in America a great weapon by which to control, and when where people could worship God and destroy untold businesses of capitalists. Okay? There's a bunch of fake science out there, lots of contradictions, government overreach, the fear-mongering, and it's all been deployed by these change agents, these cultural Marxists, globalists, socialists. See, they're all here in America, Bernie Sanders, A-hole C, you know, and this has also been a huge psychological warfare program carried out on we, the American people, okay? Just look at people are driving their freaking cars wearing freaking masks alone. Are you kidding me? And you know what? You can't even see them smile, these poor children that are born. So, you know what? The Tavistock Institute, now this Brandon House continues to say, see, it was an institute of medical psychology and was founded in 1920. And the institute was actually started in 1946. Dr. Dennis Cuddy gives some important history when he writes, John Rawlings Rees, who was the co-founder of the World Federation for Mental Health in 1948, was the deputy director of Tavistock, and he developed this Tavistock method, which induces and controls stress via what Rees calls psychologically controlled environments in order to make people give up firmly held beliefs under peer pressure. Tavistock method. It induces and controls stress via what Rees called a psychologically controlled environment in order to make people give up firmly held beliefs under peer pressure. See, the goal is to make an example of those who are noncompliant to the agenda of these change agents, and then a psychological process rooted in brainwashing and control is deployed on the target subjects in order to pressure them into surrendering to the predetermined anti-American, anti-Christian values, okay, that we hold so dearly. See, that is running the psychological operation. So now we're embarrassed, like, oh, we're mentally ill, we're racist, we're fascist, we're suffering from white privilege, toxic masculinity, selfishness, narcissism. See, Newsweek ran a headline, narcissists, psychopaths are more likely to refuse to wear masks, says new research. See, the study by the social scientists reported that those who did not comply with the mask orders were likely to suffer from the dark triad traits, narcissism, psychopathy, and Machiavellianism. See, psychopath, Machiavellianism, and narcissism. See, those who refuse to conform to the herd mentality, fake science, hysteria, and tyrannical orders to wear a face mask likely saw government coronavirus restrictions as a challenge to the individual's illusion of power. The Newsweek article reported the study found that being rivalrous, caring little for others, and cynical power-seeking may create a perfect storm of dispositions that lead to an unwillingness to comply in a combative way. Uh-huh. See, in early 2020, the CDC encouraged people not to wear a face mask. Okay? Remember the flip-flopping of contradictory information, whether on purpose or not, was confusing people and causing us to be so overwhelmed that we don't know what to believe. So we just follow the herd. We let the herd mentality. See, one sure way to get Americans to let go of their values, reason, and logic is ultimately their freedoms is to subject them to peer pressure by convincing them that they are in a minority. Not only must they be convinced that they are in a minority, they must also be afraid of being labeled or ridiculed by the majority for their quote-unquote, air quote, unacceptable or selfish practices of their liberties or practice their deeply held conservative or religious view. See, the Tavistock Institute studied how to bombard individuals with stress and then a period of calm and then truth mixed with lies. The mental assault using Hegelian dialectic of opposites and constant conflict would confuse the subjects and leave them unable to reason or even concentrate for any length of time. The manufactured chaos in part was to intend to mimic the emotions of fear, anxiety, and an individual would experience in a time of war. Psychiatrist Dr. William Sargent of the Tavistock Institute explained the process in his 1957 book, Battle for the Mind. See, he wrote, various types of beliefs can be implanted in many people after brain function has been sufficiently distributed by accidentally or deliberately inducing fear, anger, or excitement. One of the results caused by such disturbances, the most common one, is temporarily impaired judgment and heightened suggestibility. Its various group manifestations sometimes class under the heading of herd instincts and appear most spectacular in wartime, during severe epidemics, and all similar periods of common danger, which increase anxiety, and so individually and mass suggestibility. Edward Bernays was the nephew of Sigmund Freud, and Bernays was a much praised expert in the area of public relations and propaganda. He worked with governments and corporations on how to control the masses and influence them, both politically in their purchases, and Bernays was concerned on how to use crowds psychology to achieve a herd instinct, like buying toilet paper, just as desired by the Tavistock Institute. See, in his 1928 book entitled Propaganda, those who manipulate the organized habits and options of the masses constitute an invisible government, true ruling power of the country. Oh, friends, this is so deep. So it remains a fact that in almost every area act of our lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct or our ethical thinking, we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons, as it they who pull the wires with such control to the public mind and guide the world. As civilization has become more complex and the need for invisible government has been increasingly demonstrated, the technical means have been invented and developed by which opinion may be regimented. See, the Rockefellers funded the Tavistock Institute. Now we're going to get some tinfoil hat because we could actually talk about the Illuminati. The Rockefellers funded the Tavistock Institute, and ironically, they are now behind many agendas that the communist Chinese coronavirus has apparently furthered. In fact, the Rockefellers produced a document in 2010 that pretty much predicted the 2020 coronavirus and the tyrannical response. The Rockefeller-sponsored report was called Lockstep. The fictional Rockefeller scenario predicted the American people would embrace the loss of their liberties, freedoms, with the promise of returning their lives and economy to normal, the new normal. In 1984, former KGB officer Yuri Bezmenov, who defected to the United States, sought to warn Americans about the four strategies of Marxist revolution and the role that brainwashing plays. He warned that the revolution fueled by brainwashing ends with a new normal, demoralized, destabilized chaos, and the new normal after revolution. See, as we are now in the fall of 2020, getting close to winter, America's clearly on the chaos stage for the four steps of revolution. See, just as Yuri warned in 1984, sadly, America appears to be in the early stages of pre-Marxist revolution. Whether we turn back this revolution is yet to be seen. But we know if the silent majority, us, we the people, the silent majority, will allow this red-green revolution to be successful. To this very day, communist countries continue to orchestrate disinformation campaigns, psychological warfare upon Americans because they know they've had success for many generations. Even the Liberal Foreign Policy website declared in June of 2020 that Black Lives Matter movement could count on communist China as an ally. In 1984, the former KGB officer, Yuri Bezmenov, explained much of the efforts the communists has been and continues to be a disinformation or brainwashing campaign in order to turn Americans against their own national values, thus create chaos in the streets by which to collapse America from within. So the Black Lives Matter agenda. And Brandon Howes, he warned about this movement extensively in his 2018 documentary, Sabotage. See, this organization was founded by three women who do not hide their communist ideology. Not only do the founders promote their communist philosophies and mission statement on their own website in 2015, Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors declared, "We are trained Marxists." But you see, yet in July 2020, a survey reported that 63% of Americans support the Black Lives Matter movement. Black Lives Matter, of course Black Lives Matter. White Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, Indian Lives Matter. My dog's lives matter. Every life matters. But see, Black Lives Matter website has stated it is their goal to defund the police and to divert the money to social programs for the redistribution of wealth and the furtherance of socialism. In a recent video, one of the three founders of Black Lives Matter admits that by defunding the police, they mean abolish the police. What would we be left with in this country is Antifa and Black Lives Matter black shirts running our major cities just like Hitler's brown shirts did in the 1930s. So Brandon House in August of 2020 released a one-hour television program, and he played the clips. And, you know, there's a website, WVWTV.com. See, these brainwashing tactics of the communists, they sought to conquer America. We've been watching it. The communists have been very successful. After one survey after another reveals a dangerous percentage of Americans are willing to embrace socialism and the economic system of communism. So remember, there is a battle for the mind of your children, your grandchildren, your friends, and fellow Americans. And it could only be won by understanding the physical and spiritual tactics of our national enemies, both foreign and domestic, that seek to capture the hearts and minds of Americans. See, and he even says we are involved in a great spiritual battle, just as we are warned in Ephesians 6, and just as we need to be on guard not to be cheated by the philosophies of men that are not according to Christ, as admonished in Colossians 2:8. And it's very important that we understand this topic and be equipped to respond to a national crisis at hand. And this is going to be great. You could go visit Brandon House at worldviewradio.com and WVWTV. And, you know, it's really time to go ahead and support good conservative causes. And there's a movie called, you can watch 1 hour of it for free, called Siege the Movie. So there's a lot of good information, and we just need to support these absolute fabulous organizations like WVWTV.com. And I'll see if I can find more information for you and bring it forward here. But now we have to remember, our thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have whatever our heart desires, and we just got to keep prayerful. And we have to understand that they're trying to steal elections, and, you know, I guess Sydney, what was her name? She's Sydney Powell. She's one of President Trump's attorneys. She was talking about the software that's impacting. See, it's not just the Dominion voting systems, but there's countless of voting machines from numerous different companies, and Sydney's talking about how this is all being used by the CIA, and we need to understand what these Dominion voting systems are doing and the hammer and scorecard that we talked about. So, friends, we are losing our republic. We need to go ahead. We need to show up, stand up, speak up, and, of course, we need to pray up. And we have to, you know, come out against all of this George Soros-funded voting systems that are in Venezuela. And as I said, we need to totally pray up. We need to go ahead and remember who we are and remember what America is. And I think it's time to actually play our favorite song, again here. And if I could ever get it lined up, we will. Got a lot of things going on. But it's really, really time to be part of the uprising. It's time to be educated, educate other people, and it's time for God to bless America again. So let's play it.
Says the end of time. Saw a newsman on TV in a Colorado town, telling how some madman shot innocent people down. Gotta hate to think what lies ahead. We don't get back to the Bible. Start doing what Jesus said. We gotta pray like we've never prayed before. We gotta fight like a soldier in a war. Take a stand. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We gotta beg and plead. We can't give up. We can't give up. You got this, it's America. I was the God of Thomas Jefferson, say he could come back from the grave, talk to us today. Would he tell us that this country is just what he had in mind? Would repent and turn to God, do the words of Christ. All of this low living comes with a high cost, and America needs to wake up before everything is lost. We gotta pray like we've never prayed before. We gotta fight like a soldier in a war. Take a stand. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We gotta beg and plead. We can't feel the. We can't feel this. Till God bless this America. Back on the poorhouse, put God's word back in our schools, open every day with prayer. Let all the preachers start preaching against you. Maybe then, maybe then, God bless America.
And that's James Payne. Yeah, God bless America again. And JPM Records, and it was released in 2013. So that's a great song. It's one of my favorite theme songs for our Waken to Empowerment. And, you know, we need solutions. So first solution, don't be an asshole. Show up, stand up, speak the truth. Speak the truth to power. Don't be indoctrinated. Listen to shows like this. Share it with others. Share it in love. It's time for the truth talk to be had. And if you have time, go volunteer in Georgia. You could go down to Georgia. You could phone bank from home. You could go ahead and use your voice. Use your voice to help be the change you wish to see in the world. Like I always say, be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. Just remember, we fight all of our battles on our knees, and we will win every time, okay? We need to just ask our Father God, who answers prayers, to go ahead and bless our country again. Father God, we come before you right now. We hope to glorify you by just everything we do in this country. Let people have this great awakening, Abba Daddy. Let us all wake up to the truth. Let us all be the best people we could be to each other. Yes, Lord, you call us to love one another, to be kind, to be good. But, God, we know that truth is a high vibrational, light-giving force. Darkness is lies, God, duplicitousness. So, God, we ask that the light to be shine on the truth for everything, Father. We ask for the light to be shown on all of these groups that are negative, all of these self-serving individuals, our self-serving politicians, Father. We ask that you bless our country, you bless our president, you bless each and every one of us and our families, Abba God. God, we thank you for the freest country in the world. We thank you for our liberties. We know they're from you. But God, we are going to lose them because the enemy seeks. He prowls around like a lion, seeking who he can destroy. But God, you are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You have seen the beginning from the end. You have overcome death, hell, in the grave. And Lord, we come before you. We surrender to you now, God. We surrender our country. We ask for forgiveness for being turds. And God, we just ask that you bless our country. And God, you tell us in 1 Thessalonians to pray without ceasing. Let us pray without ceasing. Let us be grateful for this great country and give us the energy to do what we have to do to get it back to you, God. And let us start calling the evil that is evil, and let us call good good. We have been calling evil good and good evil. Boys are girls are boys, abort babies, who cares? And you know what, God, it's time to just expose the truth. So this is Carol Ann Parisi with the Voice of Truth, with Awaken to Empowerment Radio. It's Tuesday. And, yes, I do have Mary Lynn on. And, you know, yeah, Mary Lynn's going to want to start talking a little more law of attraction. And I love it. I think it's great. We've done all that because our Bible even tells us thoughts are things as a man thinketh in his heart. But, Lord, we are heirs. The Spirit himself bears witness, God, with our spirit that we are all the children of God. And if children, then heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. That's Romans 8:16. So, God, we need to act like that. God, we thank you for America. We thank you for all of your blessings. We thank you for your abounding provision. And God, if anybody needs you, let them turn to you and just say, God, I'm a sinner, and I please repent for my sins, and I want to just turn from my evil ways. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And friends, if you said that you are born again, you will be part of the family of God. But God, please bless America again. And I want to thank you for joining me. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Yes, I am currently ordained, but you know what? I love America. I love freedom. I love God, and I love Jesus, and I love truth. And that is why I'm here. And I love to awaken to empowerment. So hopefully next time we'll have better things to say. Want to thank you for joining us. Like I always say, be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and of course, peace of mind. We'll catch you back here at Awaken to Empowerment Radio next time. God bless. Have a great day. Thank you.